Item 700, request of Luvia Morello to address council regarding Zenith and fossil fuel-related issues.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and council members. My name is Luvia Magali Morello, and I'm here today as the energy justice organizer at Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility. A concerned mother, a local business owner, a community member, and as an indigenous woman. Oregon PSR is an organization of health professionals and public health advocates working collaboratively with community partners to educate and advocate for societal and policy change that protects human health at the local, state, national, and international level. Thank you for the community forum that you hosted July 15th. I attended and testified, and although I understand that the permits allowed were in some regards a safer choice, I still stand firmly against any expansion and or any permits to continue to operate or expand operations at the Zenith facility. I felt as though the community came together in numbers and strong messaging that we are completely unified against the danger that Zenith carries into our communities on a regular basis. It was encouraging to hear that the council and your colleagues in the Bureau of Emergency Management and Planning and Sustainability are looking for creative solutions to benefit the community and the environment. Like the idea of requiring that fossil fuel companies pay for an emergency fund, I know that we can find and fight for real solutions that consider more than just the needs of foreign investors. So thank you again for hearing the community concerns July 15th and for hearing me speak today. The storage and train traffic of fossil fuels like tar sands oil locally at Zenith pose serious public health and safety concerns. The forum and public materials from the city offer little answers or public confidence as to how prepared our local agencies are to respond to a likely spill or accident. I was glad to hear Mike Myers of PBEM say that communities have a right to know. Our community does have a right to know when these harmful chemical agents are traveling through and alongside our parks, schools, and homes with potential for explosive train derailment. We all have a right to know, but moreover, we have a right to feel safe and be safe in our communities. The Multnomah County Commissioner recently committed to $50,000 for a risk assessment of local fossil fuel infrastructure so that our local governments and communities are aware of the exact risks that we are facing. We ask City Council to match this commitment by setting aside $50,000 towards this project to collaborate with the county on risk assessment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate your being here.